Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Segura alongside my man and former San Diego Charger himself, Matt Wilhelm, to preview the Browns and the Chargers this Sunday down in San Diego. And Matt, it's your former team. I know it's going to be a tough one for you emotionally on Sunday.
Yeah, not really.
But let's get into this game.
Sure.
What do the Browns have to do to come away with a victory?
I think first and foremost, flying across country and the ability of this team after, you know, some of the trials that they've been through thus far in a very, you know, immature season, handle it as a business trip. Know the game plans inside and out and be ready to execute. How do you create a scenario to have their fans at home sitting on their hands because of the play of your defense and your ability to score points as an offense?
Let's talk about this defense. You're going against a team that's producing more than 400 yards of offense a game. Big time triplets again this week. Phillip Rivers, you got Melvin Gordon and Danny Woodhead at the running back position, and of course Keenan Allen at wide receiver.
When it comes to an offense like this, you're not going to stop them, but slow them down. Limit what they do. They, a lot like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers likes to get the ball out of his hands very quickly to Keenan Allen and Stevie Johnson and let them make yards after the catch.
Sure.
And then strategically, he'll take some shots down the field once he opens you up or loosens you up because of the short passing game. So if we can eliminate Melvin Gordon, Danny Woodhead, as you mentioned, as threats on the ground and force Phillip to throw the ball 50 times, I like our chances because he's a gunslinger. He'll take those shots. And with our most skilled players on our back end, let's take advantage of that.
Yes, let's. And how about this? As a defensive player, when you knew a team you were going to face was going to maybe be starting three backup offensive linemen, what does that kind of confidence that give you? Does it change your plan? Because that could be the case, Chargers going with three backups on Sunday.
It definitely does. I mean, first and foremost, you have a limited amount of film that you have to watch on backups. So you don't know what tendencies they have, but they're a backup for a reason. And so you use our most skilled players, some of those blitzes, all that graduate level stuff that we've heard from Jim O'Neill. Now's the time to pull the bag of tricks. Confuse these guys. Let's use that to our advantage and get pressure on Phillip Rivers. Knock him around, just like I thought we needed to do last week against Derek Carr.
And we didn't. The game that we won, 7 sacks, 12 quarterback hits. In the two games we've lost, 0 sacks and 2 quarterback hits combined. So that's the key. Get to Phillip Rivers. Offensively, the Browns need to run the ball. The Chargers giving up over 130 yards per game on the ground. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Segura. Saying thanks for watching our game preview here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.